Guess My Gig time on Murray in the Morning. It's where Rob, our producer, tries to stump us with a profession that we cannot get. And as we've seen over recent weeks, it's barely a game, isn't
it,
guys?
He's kicking our butts.
It's been rough. Yeah.
Do we have any pride?
No, that's what we're doing this show.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. We have a mystery guest on the line. We have 20 questions to figure out what he does. Let's put our best foot forward today, shall we?
Harumph.
Let's say hello to our mystery guest. Mystery guest, hello, how are you?
How are you?
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
All right, 20 questions. We have to try and guess what he does. TJ, are you ready? Put your game face on.
Mystery guest, are you involved in the world of professional sports?
Yes.
Okay.
Mystery guest, would it be in the world of college sports?
No.
Mystery guest, do you wear a uniform?
Sometimes.
We get a lot of sometimes uniform members.
Which actually ends up stumping us.
The killer. I mean,
Well, here's the deal. You might want to clarify for business or pleasure. Some people wear uniforms for their free time.
Okay. Maybe the question is, for your primary purpose, do you wear a uniform? Is that not the same question?
Well, I'll say no.
Okay, that's better. Is it an individual sport?
Yes.
All right.
So it's an individual sport where you don't. He said you don't wear a uniform, right?
Correct.
You don't wear a uniform, and it's professional. Remember?
Yeah.
It is professional. That's a big.
All right.
Would we see you participating in the sport on television? Would you be visible to us?
Not national television. Yet, but it is televised nationally at some level.
Okay.
At some point, it will be on television.
Right.
So it's a growing sport.
Sometimes.
It's a growing sport.
Mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
Mystery guest, is your sport in season right now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all year round.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right.
Mystery guest, the sport that you participate in, does it involve wheels?
I think that's legitimate.
It is a good question.
It's damn straight. It's a good. What?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
No wheels.
Thank you.
I wasn't laughing at the question. It just made me giggle.
Well, does the individual sport that you're involved in involve equipment?
Very limited equipment.
Very limited.
Oh, boy.
Barely any.
Okay. So really, basically no is what you're saying.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So no real equipment.
Mystery.
He's a solo ballroom dancer, which I think is getting a lot of national TV airplay. Have you seen it?
Well.
It's a lonely profession.
Yes, it is.
Mystery guest, does your sport involve being in the water at all?
No.
Okay.
That was question number three, right, TJ?
Yes, it was.
So we have an individual professional sport that is growing on TV that doesn't involve equipment, no wheels, and no water. What could it be?
Did we establish whether or not he's part of a team?
Well, no.
No, we never did. You said individual sport, but I don't think we ever clarify that. Mystery guest, are you part of a team?
No.
So now we know.
All right. Mystery guest, do you go through a lot of running shoes?
No.
Okay.
Well, what? In training.
In training.
You take a beating.
Take a beating.
In training. Your shoes do.
Well, mystery guest, does the sport that you're involved in require strength?
Yes.
Requires.
You should have asked them physical or mental. Which is it? I mean, because...
Because it could be a chess player.
Yeah.
But that requires a board. Which would be equipment.
Right. Unless he plays in the park.
That's a good hint. Both.
Yeah, it
both.
Is both.
All right.
Oh, physical and mental strength.
Yes.
Physical and mental strength.
Oh, that leaves us out of both categories.
Mystery guest, have you ever, and this is going to sound like a bit, I don't mean it to, have you ever put like a rope around you and pulled a truck with your body?
No, that doesn't require any mental strength, does it?
Sure it does.
Sure
of course.
It does.
The will. Murray, the will.
I used to work with one of those guys. He was the dumbest man on the block, all right?
Look out. You don't know. This guy might do it. Mystery guest, have you ever pulled a truck with your very body?
No.
Your very, very body.
And when I say very body, I mean your very body.
That was your fourth question, right?
Yeah, it was a damn bad
one.
I don't know if it was. Yeah.
Mystery guest, as part of your training, are you required to hit a speed bag?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Again with a great question.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay, mystery guest.
Are you Rocky?
that was my joke. I was going to say, have you seen the movie Rocky? It wasn't a funny one. But, all right, mystery guest.
Really?
Do you wear a mouthpiece?
Yes.
Ah, I knew it.
All right, so it's some sort of martial arts combat type deal.
Boxing-ish.
He's a bare knuckles fighter.
Do they have those? Well, they don't use equipment. That's like the ultimate fighting.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe. Okay, ask him if he's a homeless man and if he gets involved in the bum fights. Maybe he's a bum fighter.
Oh, no.
Mystery guest, do you do this in a confined environment?
Yes.
Mystery guest, was martial arts crucial to your training?
Yes.
I think it's Pat Morita.
Mr. Miyagi from the Miyagi-Do Sensei?
Yeah, you're right.
Are you, mystery guest, are you on a pro circuit right now?
Yes.
Two
questions left.
Mystery guest, do you wear like a headpiece? Like when you're in during the event, not during training.
You really do think it's Mr. Miyagi, don't you?
No, if you're wearing a headpiece, it would be amateur for boxing. Unless that's not boxing. I know where you're getting at, Kevin.
Yeah,
sorry.
I just don't. No, that's okay. Second
I rained
guess
on your parade.
Like. Yeah, you know, it's like the last question. We're out of here pretty
Kevin's
soon, I hope.
Throwing in the towel.
Right. It's a headgear. Do you wear headgear, dude?
No.
Ah, son of a Gunderson.
Is the sport that you're involved in, does it give out different colored belts for different levels?
No.
So it's not karate. It's not any of the martial arts. It could be kickboxing.
It's not karate, but it may be crazy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it just be boxing?
Yeah.
Well, martial arts, you wouldn't need to know martial arts for boxing.
You might.
And he doesn't use a lot of equipment.
Right.
Right. Well, gloves, that's not a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
Right. All you need is gloves and trunks.
Yeah.
But I
trunks and gloves.
I think boxing, you know, I don't think of Mike Tyson as a guy that, you know, knows karate. So I'm not thinking boxing.
Maybe he's more of a new age boxer, Murray.
I'm thinking kickboxing. Anybody?
Yeah. That's what I was going to guess, too.
No, I'm not.
I don't think kickboxing because no headgear.
The producer shakes.
Normally with kickboxing, there's headgear.
Is there?
That's why I asked. Dummy. No,
I'm
just kidding.
I have no idea.
TJ, help us. Your turn.
I was going to say kickboxer. I don't have the benefit of looking at the producer. Kickboxing?
Right.
Okay, that's a no.
All right.
I'm going to say boxer.
I'm going to say kickboxer.
I'm going to say boxing.
Mystery guest, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Blake the Blade Lorette. I'm a professional kickboxer.
Hey, how about that?
That was awesome.
Got one.
That was awesome.
Pretty cool. I thought kickboxers used headgear.
No, actually they don't. I wish at the amateur levels they did implement headgear, but there's a lack of that in the sport, I would have to say. We're only wearing 8-ounce gloves and a mouthpiece.
Jeez.
Wow.
Basically, and a cup.
What kind of beating do you take when you're in the ring?
Look, I've never been hurt. In all the years I've been fighting, but you get a lot of bumps and bruises. Like after a fight, you know, even if I win and I just mash the other guy, you know, I'm fine by the time until I leave the ring and I go, you know, into the dressing room, and sometimes I can't walk for a week because my shins are bruised up from kicking the other guy. You know what I mean? So you take a beating just. You know, your muscles and getting bruised and things like that, but it all goes away pretty quick.
So even when you kick some guy's ass, you're still hurting a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like you get your ribs broken that's possible, but you know, in baseball or football, we're talking like major dislocations and things like that. And in kickboxing, it's more, you know, bumps and bruises.
How'd you get the nickname The Blade?
It was about 6 years ago. I was training in Japan. And I saw this kimono, this black silk kimono that I really liked, and I bought it, and I came out to the ring with it. And I also had a katana that I held on my side. So, I don't know. You know, fans, they like to call you stuff, so everybody started calling me things and thought Blake the Blade was kind of cool, and Wesley Snipes was just coming out with that movie about that time. And so, yeah, just kind of... Came that.
It's interesting they call you the Blade, they call me the Jerk. So you got the better of the two.
Not after the Steve Martin film, just because he really is a jerk.
I'm a jerk. Yeah.
Blake the Blade Lorette is with us. He's the North American kickboxing champion, and he didn't stump us on Guess My Gig. We actually figured it out.
Yeah.
But you're also an actor.
Yes.
What are you acting? You're in I Spy?
Yes.
Yeah, what was that all about?
For a while, since I was 17, I got my first part. I've been doing small parts and little guest appearances in, like, for instance, Dark Angel like in different fight scenes in movies and stuff. And my biggest part so far was I spy opposite Eddie Murphy at the beginning of the movie. I fight him for the world title.
What was it like to work with Eddie Murphy?
It was exciting. It was an amazing event. They had the stadium, a huge stadium full of extras with thousands of people, and they made it basically real. It was as close to the real thing as you could get. They had all the real boxing. It was a pro boxing fight. They had all the real personalities from pro boxing. They had Sugar Ray Leonard commentating on the side. They had Joe Cortez, the referee, and Jimmy Lennon Jr., and all the people, and then I was right there with Eddie Murphy in the center of the ring, and we were doing the fight scene for a few days.
Blake, I haven't seen I Spy yet, but I hope it's better than the Eddie Murphy Nick Nolte street fight in 48 Hours, which was one of the weakest fights I've ever seen. That ends with them both getting drunk. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but go out and rent 48 Hours. Let me ask you this. I'm a big fan of Jessica Alba, meaning that I bought the Maxim or stuff. I forgot which one that she was in a couple years ago and kind of fell in love. Let me ask, without being too obnoxious, is she that hot in person and what's she like to work with?
Oh, she's a hottie.
Yeah.
She's really cute.
She pretty cool?
Yeah, she's cool. She does a lot of her own. Fight stuff. There's like a stunt team, and then she'll go and do her own stuff. But she kicked my butt pretty good.
Yeah. I'll be the obnoxious one. Did you ever accidentally find yourself in her dressing room?
absolutely not.
Okay. Good answer, buddy.
Yeah. Blake Lorette is with us on Guess My Gig. He's got a website, www.blakelorette.com. It's Blake. Lorette.com. It's all one word. And he's also in the movies now. He's in I Spy, which is still in theaters, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, still in theaters.
It's huge.
Do you get a lot of chicks, Blake?
Do I get a lot of chicks?
Yeah.
I would have to say, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured. I kind of figured that, yeah. A guy that can beat up just about anybody and is in the movies. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not sure why the long pause came. I would say yeah.
He's trying to be humble.
I'm trying to be humble. I mean, what kind of question is that? I have to be honest, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question that we all want to know. Do you get a lot of chicks? And you've answered it correctly. And we're also all very jealous of you, except for Tanya. Are you jealous of him? Yeah.
No, not at all.
No. Listen, Blake, thanks for being with us, and congratulations on your kickboxing success, your acting success. Most of us only have one job. You have two jobs, but sorry you couldn't stump us on Guess My Gig.
All right, you guys are great. Thanks a lot.